Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Well, hello again. This is Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged, with another episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Welcome. You know, psychologists tell us that people form an impression of us within the first 4 seconds. And in many cases, it's a lasting impression. Now, this is crucial to know, especially if your goal is to sell them something, okay? Now, here's a real-life example. A while back, my sister Kim purchased a 100-year-old bungalow in St. Petersburg, Florida. She was having a bathroom added along with some other renovations to make the house more modern and more livable. So she interviewed 4 remodeling contractors. She showed them exactly what she wanted done and had each of them give her an estimate to do the work. Now, all 4 contractors came highly recommended by different friends. So after meeting and interviewing each of the contractors, she made her choice. According to her, Contractor A, we'll call him, just didn't seem to listen to her. He seemed to have in mind exactly how he wanted to do the job, and she could tell by his questions that he hadn't listened to a word she'd said. Big red flag, okay? Contractor B was arrogant, and he assured her that he would do a great job and everything would be just fine, and she hadn't even told him what she wanted done yet. Another big red flag. Contractor C was sloppily dressed, he used bad grammar, and he made a racial comment about another neighborhood which she considered to be inappropriate and offensive. Next. Okay, we get down to Contractor D, the one she chose. He was very clean cut, he was nice, he was courteous, and he was a man who listened to everything she said and wanted to make sure he understood exactly what she wanted. She felt very secure in awarding him the contract. And this fellow's follow-up has proven that she made the right choice. All right, now let's assume that all 4 contractors are good, conscientious craftsmen and would do an excellent job on the remodeling project. And we all know that the construction and remodeling industry is highly competitive. Now, all of those guys could have really used that work. After all, it was a $20,000 remodeling job. So let's talk about what can give a negative first impression. Some of the things are simply lack of a smile, a soiled, wrinkled uniform, camouflage clothing of some type, scruffy facial hair, a cap on your head with a logo other than your company's logo, a dirty vehicle, the smell or reeking of cigarette smoke, an obvious wad of chew or dip in your mouth, politically incorrect statements, jokes, or innuendo, no eye contact, dirty hands and or fingernails, use of profanity or crude language, late returning a phone call, showing up late for an appointment, a sloppy estimate or a sloppy drawing, having no business card. This list could go on and on, folks, but I hope you get the picture. My point is simple. You only get one chance to make a first impression, so you'd better make it count. Just think about what it is you're trying to accomplish here. You're trying to win the confidence of a total stranger and persuade them to do business with you instead of your competition. You only get one shot at this, so you'd better make it count. Okay? You absolutely must make a great first impression each and every time. And speaking of time, we're out of it. That's it for this short episode. Hey, if you're serious about growing your business this year and you want some great tips and insights on how to do it, just give me a call at 770-993-0004, and I'll be happy to spend an hour with you. I'll give you some great ideas to think about, and it won't cost you a penny, no obligation whatsoever. So call me. I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. I hope it was helpful. and I also hope you have a great day.